There's now a bipartisan agreement among U.S. Senators Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey on a measure that would require background checks for private party gun sales at gun shows and on the Internet. Backers hope the deal starts Senate debate on gun legislation. But this week, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson joined about a dozen other conservatives in saying they would try to block any legislation that would lead to additional gun restrictions and infringe on the constitutional right to bear arms. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says Senator Johnson can now relax.
Well, I'm going to start off by commending Senator Johnson for signing the petition that would oppose any legislation that would significantly restrict the rights of lawful gun owners to procure firearms. I've got great news for him. The bill before us, the Manchin-Toomey bill, doesn't do that.
Mary Kay Balchunas is the mother of a state Justice Department agent who was killed a few years ago by a Milwaukee man who had illegally obtained a firearm. Balchunas says she met with Senator Johnson in February and asked him to support common sense gun reform.
When I asked him about his own position, he said to me, and I quote, "The gun issue is not my thing," end of quote. Well, I beg to differ.
Balchunas says the gun debate is every citizen's thing. Johnson's office released a statement this afternoon saying he's reviewing the Manchin-Toomey amendment, but still could oppose bringing gun legislation to the Senate floor. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.